Welcome to Life Uncharted Podcast with Damola, Diana, and Shayo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Life Uncharted Podcast. And it brings me so much pleasure to always say this every couple of weeks that, yes, welcome to another episode. I'm Diana, and I'm joined by my two co-hosts, Shayo and Damola. How are you guys?
Hi, I'm doing okay. I'm fine. How are you?
Just how are you? Do not respond.
Because I'm trying.
Hi, everyone.
I thought you wanted to see something. I'm okay.
Okay, I'm myself. Me too. I'm okay. We're all okay. Everybody's doing great. I'm fine.
People, this is the second quarter of the year just started. Do you feel like the first quarter just ended and the second quarter is starting? Do you feel like that? Or you just feel,
I wouldn't say blur. It's just, it's been a very long first quarter. Q1 was long, that's what I'll say. And Q2 is looking to be just as long. So I don't know if I have any further comments on that. But so far, it's been okay.
Do you want to rate Q1?
5/10.
Okay. Not bad.
Shayo, why is that average? I don't understand. Do you guys actually do all this Q1, Q2? Because I don't get it. I don't do it.
I actually do. I genuinely, well, not really in that sense, but you guys, we literally did an episode at the end of last year when we were saying how we should sort of do our New Year's resolution or set goals. And maybe it was Diana or someone that said we should structure it. Even the episode, the Instagram video, if you haven't watched it, go and check out on our Instagram page where Diana gave tips on planning or preparing for a year. And one of it was sort of like doing things in, was it quarters? I'm not sure it was quarters though, but in like sections. But anyways, I have my goals set out for Q2 over the next 12 weeks. Will I achieve them? Maybe, maybe not, because week one is already gone and it's not looking great. But they are not too many. So really, if I am dedicated, I should be able to do it. But yeah, I found setting smaller goals into like 12 weeks or, I don't know, 8 weeks, whatever you prefer, might be beneficial. If you feel like just setting goals throughout the year, you forget and you never really pick them up. So yeah, Damola, I do think it's helpful.
The reason I was asking, because I saw it a lot like on social media, people are talking about, oh, Q1, and I'm just like, well, maybe I'm more arbitrary in the sense that I can decide to take stock at any point in time, and it's not necessarily like based on quarters or I don't know. But anyway, that's just a random thing that crossed my mind. I'm just excited because I wore something I wore to a wedding today, and I feel quite excited about that because I feel like all this Ashwebi clothes is like I'll be pouring money away. So I felt very fulfilled that I could wear it again.
Nice.
Yeah, I speaking of, I saw someone like her traditional marriage thing. I wanted to try Sherry, but the bride doesn't wear Sherry. Anyway, the traditional marriage, whatever she wore, like she kind of like revamped it into something she could wear to church on a Sunday. And I thought, oh, that's actually not bad at all. Because yeah, I actually think about it a lot. Like when you spend so much money, because it's not cheap, it's not like the material is cheap, or then you now find one expensive tailor because they know that you're sewing it for a wedding. So it kind of like brings the question, what do you do to those clothes?
I've actually seen some people give them away. Like they donate it to other people who maybe have events or other brides. Those are things that I've seen happen.
Yeah, but if you're not the bride, if you're just like a bridesmaid, why are you giving it to?
Bridesmaid, even that though, depending on the style of the dress.
I think it was a lady that... What's the plan for it?
The one I wore in November. Most dresses, fam, did they even make it back to London with me?
No. Really?
So, yeah, of course, no. Why would I carry heavy-ass dresses?
I'm surprised.
No. So, again, but if anyone is like I don't think those dresses are appropriate. Not appropriate, just the style. Well, one of them, actually, the one I wore for the white wedding, you could easily convert that into...
So, did you sew it like in the mind that you're never going to wear this again?
Yes.
Damola, what of you?
That's why I said we're just wasting money. And I decided to fight that system. Literally, the dress I did take any photo, but the dress I wore today, I wore it to a wedding last year in May. And what I did was I had to cut it. So I took it to a tailor to cut it, remove one thing that was like just causing lots of pain in my body. I just made it more comfortable. The second one I wore in June, I have started my rework on that. I just need to find another rope because of that useless corset that they did so that I can actually wear it in real life. So watch this space.
I saw it. I always see comments on like Instagram and even Twitter and people just saying like, if whoever introduced the corset, however many centuries ago, if they ever knew that Nigerians would get their hands on it, they would have said no, because the abuse, every single dress, and those things are so uncomfortable. Even for my dresses that I had in November, I don't think any of them had like a corset in terms of the boning, but they still put some things to, please, I don't want my waist.
Yes, there's something they are putting. Ah,
that's what I want. But yeah, guys, ignore this little segue. Back to you, Diana.
Anyway, officially, welcome to the episode. And as young adults, we are often in a, because I find myself, I always like to speak from like my experience, to be honest, because I mean, experience, they say, is the best teacher. I sometimes find myself thinking about where I currently am. And it's kind of like, would I say reminiscing? But like 10 years ago, 10 years ago was 2014. I'm trying to remember where I was in 2014, probably struggling to enter medical uni. But like, yeah, so it's kind of always very interesting to think back 10 years ago. Am I where I said I was going to be? Do you ever have those thoughts? Or I don't like to think that it's only me that thinks this kind of thing, so I beg.
Diana, why don't you go first? Why don't you tell us?
Details. So I can remember like 10 years ago what I knew that I was, what I was certain of, that I was going to, you know, study in school. And then I think about it now and I am completely way off what I wanted to do. Like what I'm doing currently, it wasn't even in my head that I could do such a thing, right? So it just made me like think about and just bring it up, like, is it something that, because I know Damola, so I wouldn't probably ask, but for Shayo, I mean, Damola would also give us some, but like Shayo, do you have, is there like any time you sit down and you're like, maybe you regret like any decision that led to where you are? Was there any points that you sat down and you were like, I wish I had maybe probably done this and this earlier? Or is where you are currently, okay, let me just start with this. Where you are currently, is it something you absolutely love and you wish you had started earlier?
Interesting. Where I am currently, first of all, is not where I thought I would be. Never did foresee it, at least what I'm doing, what I've been doing this last 6 months. It's something that I've thought about loosely, like, I always wanted to know what it feels like to do this. And then all of a sudden I found myself doing that. But it's never been in my plan ever, like in my lifetime, right from when I was a child. And we have talked about this a little bit on the podcast before about, you know, the three of us and our history and all the things that are similar. So when I was younger, everything that I wanted to be was like, you're going to be a doctor. But again, that was not what I wanted to be. It was what was sort of put on me that, because you're smart and you seem intelligent, this is the perfect choice for you in terms of when you grow up. So it was never something that I actually wanted to be. I never picked it for myself. But I knew that as I grew up, like there were things that, would I say I was interested in? Because again, another thing about saying you want to be a doctor or you go into the sciences is sometimes it can be quite limiting. But I was that person who I loved to read. Like my parents put us in things that were very, like they did everything, right? So we did like French classes, we did swimming, we did acting. And I'm sure most people did because our schools were very interesting like that. But they were still clear that when you grow up, you're going to be a doctor, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't something that I wanted to be. So go back or fast forward to trying to get into medical school, getting into medical school and then deciding to drop out because I didn't want to continue. There was a little bit of a, what would I even describe it? Crisis of self or something, because this is why I'd spent, what, 10, 12 years where we've been in secondary school, even primary school, working towards, and then all of a sudden you don't want to do this anymore. But I feel like I've said this before again on the podcast, was before I even moved to Hungary, I remember there was a time, I don't know, maybe you have heard this before and I've said it before. I literally fell to my knees in the middle of my living room and I was crying to my mother and I'm like, I don't think I want to be a doctor. And my mom was like, what else do you want to be?
You've definitely not said it on the podcast.
Well, really? Oh, no. Yeah. Right before I actually went to Hungary, I don't even know what it was. I don't remember the exact, because I'd be blocking out my trauma all the time. But I was like, I don't think I actually want to be a doctor. And I was crying and she was like, so what else are you going to be? And I didn't know. So it was like, well, you just have to go, because and they're like, oh no, maybe you're just nervous, maybe you're just scared, maybe you're just blah 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 blah. But something in me was like, girl, don't do it. No, don't do it, but something, a variation of that. But I just felt like I didn't know what I wanted to be, but I did not want to be a doctor. And particularly it just didn't feel like me. But again, back to that whole thing about crisis of self, where it's like, but this is everything that you've known. So where are you going to start from? In the question that Diana was asking about regrets, I sometimes think back to that moment. Like sometimes when I'm really upset or annoyed, I'm just like, oh my gosh, my life isn't going how I want it to be. I sometimes will take myself back to that moment and say, what would have happened if you just didn't go? Like, how would your life actually have turned out? All those years that you spent working towards this goal to still end up not reaching that thing because you knew you didn't really want to do it. Like, just because you're quote unquote smart, you're good at sciences, you claim to want to help people, did that mean that you had to, was being a doctor the only path for you? Absolutely not, because I'm not a doctor now. So, you know, maybe I'll be a PhD one day, so I'll still be a doctor, but not a medical doctor, if you get what I mean. So I wouldn't say regret, but I go back to that moment. And sometimes it's not resentment, at least to my parents, but they were only working with, you know, as much knowledge or exposure as they had themselves. And if they knew that, yes, this child can be gifted at the sciences or whatever, but being a doctor is not, you know, the only path for her and for any of our other children who are gifted in that way. Maybe my life would have turned out differently, or maybe I will still be in the position that I'm in, but maybe not, because again, I don't believe that any of my experiences are useless. I feel like they're leading me somewhere, right? And they're all for my good ultimately. So yes, that was a long answer to your question, Diana, but I answered it anyways.
Well, it was a lovely answer. I loved it. I was about to say, let's share the grace angle, because Shayo has said it all. What more do we mere mortals have to contribute to what Shayo has said? But it was very interesting that you talked about regret, and you talked about the fact that sometimes you wonder what would have happened if at that moment you just decided not to go. But I think that's the, would I say, good and bad thing about life. We never really know. I mean, you might have said no then, you are not going, but somehow things will have still worked out and you'll be here, or you might have had a totally different life. Like, we never really know this thing. So I think it's quite difficult, because there's almost that thing at the back of our mind that will always tell us, what if I had done this? What if I had done that? Would I still be in the same position? But we can never really know. But yeah, Shaya, thank you for the amazing sermon. I've learned a lot.
It was barely a sermon.
Damola, do you have, I mean, you still, I know you wanted to be a doctor, and you're right now you're a doctor. But do you think that it could have happened faster? Do you think at any point that it could have just happened faster? Or do you think, I mean, we always say that we're right where God wants us to be, but it's just a question. Do you think it could have happened faster?
Definitely could have happened faster. Many things could have happened. I could have still ended up as a doctor, but this path, or the way I got to being a doctor, would have been different, because I think I've said this before. I actually started studying medicine in Nigeria, and my friends that I studied medicine in Nigeria at the time are doctors now. So the things that I left and went to Hungary, but they stayed and they are doctors. So it could have happened anyway. I don't think I regret the journey. The only thing I would say is, sometimes, again, there's always a thing of choices. And there's always a thing of whatever step you take or whatever thing you decide to do has repercussions. So you have to be willing to live with the repercussions. Because, for example, I made a decision once, let's say as a science student, no, as an art student to, no, I was originally a science student actually. And then I was like, oh, I want to do art subject. And then I did art subject. Then I dropped the science subjects for like 2 terms. Then one day I woke up and I was like, oh, wait, I still want to be a doctor. So I'm going to go back and pick up the science subjects. But then life happened and I tried to go to school in Nigeria. Then that didn't quite work out. I was supposed to go to another country. Not Hungary, by the way. I did not leave my school in Nigeria for Hungary, but the school I left for that country did not work out. And
wait, what country was that? Somewhere.
I guess you guys don't know this. Okay, fine. For the listeners, I was supposed to go somewhere. It was one of the Caribbean islands and it didn't quite work out. And I was pretty much stranded. And then Hungary came up again. That was another decision. Oh, really? It wasn't really a decision because it's either I did that or I did not go to school. So maybe I had no choice. But I made that decision and I ended up there. So Diana, to answer your question, definitely, yes, it could have happened faster. But I think life is a series of choices. And in each situation, we make a decision based on whatever we think is best at the time. It doesn't mean that 2 years down the line or 3 years down the line, it would work out. It's just that at that time, you felt it was the best thing to do. The next week, it might be a bad thing and you might have wasted your time. Who knows? But I think it's just living with whatever decision we've made and trying to make the best of whatever decision we've made. Because if we're not content with that decision, we would always like second guess ourselves. And I think I didn't actually say it. I said this in one of the previous recordings of this episode. But even a choice of where to practice as a doctor, there's always a pushback. There was a pushback, let's say, from family. I remember when I initially told, not like my nuclear family, but part of my extended family, they didn't want me to study, to work in the UK as a doctor. People felt like they wanted better for me. There was a time that, let's say, Germany was an option. People felt, okay, that's good. And then there's the USMLE. So it's almost like I have friends who are matching and there's always that question of, oh, would you have taken USMLE to practice in the US? Maybe you'd be earning more money. So there's always that thing of, okay, if I had done something differently, I will end up in a different position. I don't know. I feel like I'm going on and on, but yeah, that's just the answer to the question. I just stopped abruptly.
No, you're not.
I don't know why. Exactly. But then I felt like I'm going on and on and on and just saying different hypotheticals, and I'll probably confuse everyone listening. So
no,
let me just keep quiet.
And in the white world, Damola has even, in Damola's talk, she also told you what adulting is waking up every day, making decisions and living with that decision that you have made. Because at the end of the day, when I think about myself, I don't even think I'm not close to where I want to be. I don't even know if this is a derailment from the path I'm supposed to be, but I know that whatever thing that you're doing or whatever journey that you're taking, nothing is for, like, it's not useless. It would make sense in the end. I like saying that it would make sense in the end. And if it doesn't make sense, it's not the end.
I think
to think that way because it's the hope. Damola.
Preaching on the last episode that people need to have hope. But I think the question is, for how long will you continue in a path that does not make sense? Because, okay, if it's not the end.
But are you content in that path? Are you okay with it at that time? Like, because you can decide and you wake up and you're like, oh, you're not content in this path. And then you decide to start up another thing, take another path, and you still meet and you still get there and you're not still content. So
you keep searching till you find what you're looking for.
So at what point do you now wake up and tell yourself that?
And you leave. No, it sounds sad, but
it's very sad.
It's very hard to tell.
Yeah.
Because, for example, let me just give you a situation. Let's say I wanted to be an architect and I studied architecture maybe in Nigeria and I moved to, let's say, Ireland, Dublin, and here I didn't get architecture jobs and I get a job in a in, let's say, like IT firm, and I am doing the job at this IT firm, I'm earning money, I can pay my rent. But at the back of my mind, I want to be an architect. I want to do drawings. I want to do all these things, you know, and I'm really, really trying on the side, but it's not working. But there's maybe nothing really wrong with my IT job. It's decent. There's opportunity to grow, but it's not really what I want. So when is the right time to say, you know what, can I shelf architecture? Can I focus on my IT job? Or should I just say, okay, peace and love to the IT stuff. I'm going back to suffer and toil on the architecture. How do you find that? How do you decide and say, you know what, maybe that was just a dream. Maybe I should focus on reality.
For me, because I feel like maybe this also happened to me at like, because it wasn't, I just made that decision that maybe medicine is not something that I should be doing. And I knew that if I actually gave it another push, it would have worked out. There's that thing that it could have worked out. But I think I was tired. So I think some people come to that place of, I think I've tried my best and let me just shelve this and try something else. Because for me, that was the point. I just felt like I was tired of struggling. It was like a near syndrome. It was like it would want to happen and then it doesn't happen. So I had to speak to myself and just tell myself that, you know what, whatever that you're going to end up doing, trust you're going to be amazing, you're going to be great, but it's not medicine, dear. And even if down the line, it turns out that medicine was something that would have made you this amazing person, it doesn't mean that you had maybe failed at something. It just means that you can do multiple things and be amazing at it. There's just a point that you come to that you know that this is it. I really just have to do what works for me, what makes me happy. Yeah, I just felt like I was wasting time. Years were just going by and I just felt like I was wasting time and I needed to just do something. So that's also another thing that informed my decision. So that is it for me. But what I just in this discussion, the one thing I want us to take, because it's very easy, because I know like there's people out there that are probably in this funk and you're just trying to figure out if you're making the right decision or not. The very first thing I'd say is if you're religious and you believe like in a God, I think you should, me, I would definitely like take it to God. I have taken the littlest things to God in prayer. So is it now a decision about my life that I will not go and pray to God about? No, I have to pray to God about it. So it's something that you should pray to God. And when you pray, you actually wait to hear the answer, because it might not be an answer you like. And in whatever decision that you finally take, you just commit it into the hands of God. In Damola's words, I know that God doesn't want my life to spoil.
Sorry, I know this is not what we're talking about, but this is something that Diana has said twice. And I just have to ask, please, are you religious? Because I remember, was it two episodes ago when we were talking about Damola, religious?
When I said if you're religious, it's just basically like if you believe, if you believe in a God, that's just what it means.
It's just something I needed to point out because she said it again. I'm just like, okay. But please, like she said, pray about everything. But I think for me, what I would say is we need to give ourselves the grace and the space to evolve. It's easy living in the past and living in what if or what would have been if we had done something. But I think every day is a chance to evolve every day. I think that's one of the things we said this new season when we came back, that it's a new, or maybe I'm the one that said it, probably, I don't know, but it's a chance to like reinvent yourself or to evolve. So I think that whatever situation you find yourself, it might not be the easiest, but there are always opportunities around, and sometimes you might make a decision that might not be in line with what you thought you were going to be. But most times there's a reason for that path and there's a reason for that opportunity. But if we never actually take the step to try it out or take the step to do it, you know, we might miss out on amazing things, or maybe it's even for character development. We never know. But I think it's very important to give ourselves the space to evolve.
Very well said. I was going to say a variation of that, so I will not. But yeah, listen to Tamala's advice.
What? After all the what do you call it?
What?
The word has left me. You know, they say pearls of wisdom that you dropped for us earlier.
No, but honestly, we're just going to be a variation of what you said. So is it worth repeating? Not necessarily, but I don't know. It was more around, you said it, it's okay to pivot, but also it's okay to be more than one thing and or to have multiple interests. I think the thing that I'm finding more about myself, and one of the things that used to hold me back before, was feeling like I needed to, if you've chosen this path, you have to stick through it, even though it no longer serves you, even though you've lost interest, if it no longer aligns with whatever vision that you have for yourself, you've decided you have to see it through. No, boo-boo. No, you don't. If you feel like it's no longer working for you, dip, like literally wake up tomorrow. And it doesn't matter if someone calls you indecisive or whatever, because then what will happen is you will get stuck in something that you no longer enjoy. And often I feel like that happens for some people when they follow maybe like their parents' ideas or friends or family's vision, because they say, oh, we think you're really good at this, or we think you'd be, but you don't see it for yourself. So it's very important, like what Diana said about, if you are someone who believes in God, definitely consult your Lord and Savior when making decisions for your life, but also have a very strong sense of identity. What are the things that you're interested in? Because now we live in a world where you see things that people are doing and you think, and it's okay to get inspiration, but remember who you are. Like, think back to when you were a child. Most people had things that naturally they leaned towards, naturally they were interested in. You may not be the most gifted at, but you were interested in. If you deviated from that as an adult, right? Maybe you're doing something completely different. Start to build a relationship with the little boy or the little girl in you again, because those gifts, those talents, they usually manifest very early on in our lives. So think back to when you were younger, there might be things, and it's a thing that, I don't know if we said it already in this episode or we said it, you know, in a different variation, but, you know, sometimes you might be doing something and you have an idea of what that thing is meant to be. Maybe you think, oh, this thing is going to bring me $1 million, or this is the thing that's going to make me the most successful. That might not necessarily happen, and that's okay too. But this, you know, sort of like a bigger or different conversation that we can talk about in another episode about sort of, should your gifts and hobbies or interests be monetized, or should they be your careers, or should it just be, you know, just that, like a gift that you use to bless the world, to bless people around you.
Yes, love this. Freely, it should be a topic.
And you should give it freely, or should you, you know, use that to be the billionaire that you are? But yeah, those are just my 2 cents.
Yeah, you guys, thank you so much for your contribution. And isn't this such a great topic to start the second quarter of the year with? In case there's been any misstep, this is where to start arranging again. Honestly, guys, this is the most important thing in life. Don't be afraid to start again. Don't ever be afraid to start again. I told someone yesterday that I'm the queen of starting over. Don't actually kick yourself for starting over. It's allowed. That's it for the episode, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sticking with us.
Love you guys. Catch you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.